Hi, welcome to the Visionary Fundraising Podcast. I'm David Oakes. You tuned in on a really great day. We're going to continue talking about you getting fully funded by following the steps in the Minor Touches Major Impact fundraising method. We're talking about step one, becoming the attractive expert. You picked another great day to tune in. All right, we're talking about step one in the Minor Touches Major Impact fundraising method that I use with all of my clients, and they double, triple, they have even 10x'd their impact. It never stops. You just keep spiraling around the steps, and you get more impact, and you just grow your donor base, you grow your ability to raise money, and you impact more and more. More and more of these people. All right, step one is to become the attractive expert. You become a voice for the voiceless. We talked about that on the last show. When you become the attractive expert, you begin to educate others about what you do through storytelling. Attractive expert. You're going to stop. We talked about this the last show. It's tough. It's hard to do, but you got to stop using the pronouns I, us, we, our. You got to stop talking about yourself. And instead, you're going to go and grab the stories of your beneficiaries. You're going to grab the stories of your donors and their journey into your mission. You're going to grab their stories, and then you're going to rise up on your platform and you're going to give them a voice, and you become the attractive expert when you begin to educate others about what you do through their stories. You will tell your story, but it will be in the context of their story and your mission through their voices. So there is a time when you will talk about yourself, but it's only one time, and that's when you're telling your story. But through your storytelling, the stories that about from your beneficiaries and from your donors, from your volunteers, when you grab their stories, you are constantly offering donors the gift of going second. You're talking about others who have already given, about beneficiaries who have already been impacted in positive ways because other people have given, and people think, oh my goodness, I'm not the first one to the trough here. There are other people who have gone before me. So through your storytelling, you're constantly giving donors and potential donors the gift of going second. We resist being the first one, but when the crowd's going that way, we're going to join in with the crowd. Your stories are giving your donors the vision that when they give, they are behind a long line of other amazing and notable and inspiring people. Y'all, this is bigger than fundraising. This is beyond fundraising. Now you have gone from fundraising until you are spearheading a movement. People might give a gift after hearing about the need of your organization solves, but you should know, if you listen to me much, you already know this, that most donors never give a second gift. According to Kindful Donor Retention, an article that they've written, and what's well known in our industry, most first-time donors never give for the second time. That's why you're going to work hard using the steps in the Minor Touches Major Impact giving method. You're going to work hard to change that for your organization. When donors give for the first time, instead of the statistically never returning, you're going to change their lives forever. Not only will they give you that second gift, a third, a fourth, a fifth, they're going to join your monthly giving club. And most of all, these people who give monthly, they're more likely than anyone else to leave you a gift as a part of their legacy, as a part of their will. And when you move up into that kind of fundraising, you've left everybody else behind. You have moved up. You got off the porch. You're running with the big dogs now. Trust me, that's true. A major part of what you will do as a visionary is inspire donors to give that elusive second gift. It's only because of your relationship to them as the attractive expert that donors are going to give you that elusive second gift that most of us don't get. And because of their relationship with you as the attractive expert leading a movement, you're not a fundraiser. You are a movement leader. You are leading folks in this divine, this amazing historic movement. They will include you not just in their giving, not just when you ask, but they'll join your monthly giving club, and then they will remember you after they're gone. Folks, that's the ultimate in creating a movement and in fundraising. Your goal as a visionary is not merely raising money. That's a big part of my show today. You're not merely raising money. You need to know who you really are. Your role as a visionary, you'll raise lots of money. But bigger than that, you are spearheading a movement. It might be a movement with 25 people. It might be thousands. But the visionary's goal, it's way beyond raising money. Movements are always led by an attractive expert who offers the world a new opportunity to a compelling vision. This visionary opportunity, it unites people into a tribe. It's with this tribe that a movement happens. A movement only happens when someone rises up and gives a voice to the voiceless. We talked about that last show. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about you, the visionary, you, the attractive expert. So that's the point of our show today. I'm going to stop there. You are not just a fundraiser. When you see yourself as a fundraiser, you will chase money, and money has wings. Solomon compares chasing after birds. You cannot catch a bird by chasing it, y'all. You have to attract birds. And as someone who's not just raising money, not chasing money, but as a visionary who's spearheading a movement, you're going to get all the money you need. Okay, that's today's show. Tomorrow, I'll highlight the four pieces of collateral. That's not the first time I've talked about them, but I'll highlight them quickly, and we'll keep right on going. Till then, do not forget who you really are. You're not a fundraiser. You are a visionary spearheading a movement. See you tomorrow.